Please be seated. Let us pray. Holy and Almighty God, we humbly gather together in your name, in your presence, as your children to praise you and honor you. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity and the privilege that you have given us to gather together only because of your grace and love that you have shown to us through your Son Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blessings that you shower upon us every day, the gift of life, the good health and strength that we have in our bodies to get up this morning and to gather together. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection, Lord, even when we are not aware of it. It is always better to be in your presence than anywhere else, to worship together as your children, Lord. Thank you, God, for everything that you give us, especially through this church as your ministry to witness for your kingdom in this community. Bless us, Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit that we can be faithful in the ministry that we do. Lord, in your presence we find peace, and in your guidance we find answers. And Lord, in your protection we always feel secure. We come to you as children to worship together, Lord. The Holy Spirit guide us, so that we can worship you in truth and in spirit. Bless each and every one of us according to our needs, so that we will go from here as people who have changed, to make a change in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our fellowship time now, that we can unmute everybody and can say hi to each other.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Everybody's
self-muted.
Hello.
Didn't take but a minute to do it when
right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everybody talks all over each other.
Yeah, our fellowship time has cut down a lot.
Everybody looking good.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, let us continue with our worship. Our responsive reading will be done by Mr. James and Miss Lou. It's Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. This is our prayer time now, that we come together as a church family to share our prayers of blessings and thank God for His numerous blessings that He showered upon us our lives. And also let us bring our prayers of concerns and burdens together as a church family, so that we can lift them up together to the throne of grace of God. And His promise is that He will answer our prayers according to His will and at His time. So let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns together this time. And you can see our regular prayer request posted on the screen now. Let's continue to pray for these people. Use that as a prayer list for your daily prayers. Particularly, we thank God for the good news that we heard from Martha about her procedures. And she's continuing with the recovery at this time, and continue to pray for her healing. And Jack and Miss Linda are here, so thanks be to God for your presence here today. God giving you the health and strength in your body and your spirit. Dean, how is everything with your friend in Hawaii?
I'm Dean.
Yeah, you are muted.
Yeah, I can't unmute.
You have to unmute yourself, Mr. Dean.
Okay,
now we can hear you. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got a text from him yesterday, and he said that Marianne was holding her own, and her vital signs are good, and that they're on their respirator, I think it's down to half what it had been. So she's doing good, and he's real thankful for everybody's prayers.
Okay. Yeah, let them know that we are praying for her and him for their continued recovery, and God is good. And we'll be praying for Barbara and Peyton as well for their healing also. And there was another prayer request from you, Melissa.
Yeah, I still haven't talked to Samantha Taylor.
Samantha, yes, okay.
And Ray is continuing to fight cancer to the best of his ability. So.
Okay, and...
And Ernest Powell needs to continue to stay on the prayer, that whole family.
Okay.
That God's will be done, and that he knows the whole situation. So.
Okay. Marcus and his family.
Yeah.
I shared earlier, JC, are you on? Okay, you want to share your blessing?
Okay. I was saying give thank you to God because I just I get the appointment to do the ceremony, to do the citizenship. And I so thankful too because I get a new job. I was I don't usually say what happened to me, but with the coronavirus I go without job, and I was talking too much, I have faith like that God is going to give me a new job. And something, we just need to believe like that God is going to provide, he has his time. I never doubt it because I was having because they told me, yes, you should apply for employment. And I said, no, because if I apply it, it's like I don't believe God. I know he's going to provide, and he will provide. And I'm so thankful because I get a better job. The company is bigger than the company I worked before. So I have been feeling like that God has been blessing me like a lot in these couple months. And
that is what a blessing it is. She was affected by the COVID and got laid off. Actually lost her job, not laid off. So she was looking for a job, and then she got a better job now. She started 2 weeks ago. And in addition to that, she is taking the oath of citizenship on the 24th of this month, which is, she is very excited about it, the new citizen. So we thank God for that blessing in her life. Mm-hmm. Let us continue to pray for all of our frontline workers in the healthcare field, particularly nurses and doctors and essential people. Keep them in our prayers. Also, let us hold up our president of the country and the governors of the states and people in the key positions who are making decisions about reopening economy and schools, particularly to make the right decision, that God will give them the wisdom, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit to make the right things, the right decisions. So let us continue to pray for those people who make decisions about these things. I think that's all the special items that I to call up. Are there anything that special that anybody wants to call out? Okay, nobody's talking. Okay, so we'll go to God in prayer now together, and we'll take a few moments in the beginning silently to also bring out our unspoken prayers as well, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you as your children with your promise that when we ask for anything, you will give us according to your will and according to your time. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how he will not, along with his son, graciously give us all these things. Thank you, Lord, covering us with your blessings and protection every day. Thank you for the blessings that you give us in spite of what we do or what we are. And thank you for keeping us safe even in the midst of danger and uncertainty. We come to you as your children, Lord, and look to you for our needs. You are the source of all good things and who desires only good for us. We thank you for the blessings that we have just shared here. Particularly, we thank you for the good news of healing and health for Martha. And we continue to pray for her recovery and the surgery that she's going to have in the near future. We thank you for the blessing of Jack and Linda here today, Lord, and the healing that you have been giving him. Continue to be with them and give them the health and strength in their bodies as well as in their spirit, that you enable us to worship together here again, Lord. We pray, we thank you for Jacy's blessing in her life and giving her a new job, and thank you for the opportunity that you gave her to become a citizen of this country. Thank you for all the blessings that you gave her during her life, and continue to be with her and guide her in the future. We pray for those who we have remembered here, particularly the ones we have remembered in their names. We especially pray for Ernest Howell and that whole family, that your Holy Spirit will guide them with your wisdom and also have peace in their lives. We pray for Danny and Marianne, who are affected by the disease in Hawaii. We pray that you will heal her completely and heal also Danny so that they can come back and return. Lord, we thank you for the healing you have given them so far, and continue to be with them. Above all, we pray for your peace and your comfort and your presence with them. We pray for our president, our governors of the states, and the people who make decisions about reopening our schools and various public places, Lord. There is no one answer to anything, but we ask for your wisdom and your guidance of the Holy Spirit for all of those people who are in charge, who make decisions, that they will make the right decisions that will be safe and also good for the community, that we pray that you will presence also be with them. We pray for all those people who are working for our benefit and our good during these dangerous times, working the front lines of the healthcare field. We pray for nurses and doctors and all those technicians who are working in the front lines. We pray that you will bless them with your safety and also cover them with your presence, Lord. We thank you for their services, and also we pray for those people who give us everyday groceries and supplies that we need. We pray for them also as well, and thank you for their services. We pray that you be with us today as a church, continue to do your ministry in this community. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in whatever you have entrusted with, so that we can be a blessing to this community and around the world. Guide us as a church as we go forward. Bless today, Lord, with our singing, in our meditation of the word, and our prayers that we make here today will bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It's our offertory time now as the choir sings. Please use this time to make your checks and mail it to us as the choir sings, Do Lord Remember Me.
I've got a broken heart and a broken soul.
Amen. Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings that you give us. You are the source of all that we have and all that we are. You are so merciful and gracious that you open your hand, and in spite of our condition, you bless us with abundance. Thank you for giving us Jesus Christ, the ultimate gift that you gave us, so that we could always be your children. We offer ourselves at this time and bring a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to find joy as we freely give our prayers, our presents, our gifts and service to support the ministry of this church and the mission of your kingdom in this world. We ask you to accept this offering of this your people. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully, and also we pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love. Bless us and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
No, we'll skip the rock song. The scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 6 verses 1 to 10, as our tradition, as a way of respecting and honoring the word of God. Please stand if you are able, wherever you are listening to the word of God.
When human beings began to increase in number on the earth, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of humans were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God went to the daughters of humans and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race that I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word that you have given us as a gift of life and spirit in our lives. Help us, Lord, to experience the power of your word in our lives so that we can be a life and spirit to this world around us, Lord. As we meditate on your word, Lord, let your Holy Spirit give us the wisdom to understand the meaning of your word. And whatever your Holy Spirit speaks to us, Lord, give us the obedient spirit to take it and accept it and obey the word that you have given to us. Bless us with a humble spirit before your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Today's reading and the sermon is from the book of Genesis chapter 6 where we read about the great flood and the ark of Jonah. Noah. I always get mixed up with these two. Noah and the ark. And we all are familiar with this story, and right from childhood we hear and study in Sunday schools and read about this great flood and how Noah was delivered through the flood and his family, and then the whole world was delivered because of that family who found themselves protected inside that ark. There are many references to the flood and the ark of Noah in the New Testament as well. Particularly, Jesus mentioned about it a couple of times. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read that Jesus said, as the days of Noah were, so the coming of the Son of Man will be. And in Luke also, we read in chapter 17 that Jesus said, just as it was in the days of Noah, it will be in the days of Son of Man. People went on eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day of Noah boarded the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. So whenever it is repeated by Jesus something from the Old Testament, I usually pay attention to that, make it as something important. And also Apostle Peter mentions about Noah and the flood a couple of times in his letter. Letters in 1 Peter chapter 3 we read about that, and 2 Peter chapter 2 also he mentions about Noah and the flood. And then we also read that in Hebrews chapter 11 we read about Noah in the list of the heroes of faith. Sometimes we call the Faith Hall of Fame, where Noah is listed as a man of faith and a righteous man. So these are all references in our New Testament as well to understand how important it is to remember and reflect on this particular flood that happened early on in history. There's various interpretations about the flood, and there are historical evidences that point us that there was a huge flood that wiped out the whole earth. But I don't want to go all that scientific or historic evidences, but I just wanted to understand one thing about together with us today, is that the flood was mostly looked upon as a destruction that God made in this world as a punishment to sin and people sinful ways and bring an end to this world. But rather than looking at that way, actually the Bible gives us a different look on that. It is about God's patience and His grace in the midst of sin and evil that flourishes. That is what we need to focus on more than God is a God who is just, and he is a righteous God, and He will do His punishment according to His justice. But more than His punishment, it is His grace and mercy that we are as human beings to recognize and accept in our lives. Because of the grace of God, God made a way to continue the humanity through a family of Noah and his family. That is only because of His grace. He doesn't have to. He didn't have to. But He chose the way of redemption through a small group of people who were separated and isolated into that cabin or that ark. And then from those 8 people who found shelter in that ark, became the rest of the generation afterwards through history. That is what we read and what we learn through the scripture. So it is about God's grace and His mercy and His continued patience with us, even when we falter and fall and we stray away from His purpose and His will. God still loves us, and He comes and rescues us from the danger that we are going to be in. It is always be a subject of interest in history as well, not only in the biblical sense, but also several other historians have been noted to have interest in studying about the Ark of Noah and that flood. In 2012, there was a movie that somebody made out in New York City called Noah. And while that was shooting, it was an interesting event that happened. It was in the news, world news on that evening. A movie making on biblical epic about a God-ordained water surge has been halted due to that influx of rain and storm water. They had to stop the movie shooting because of a heavy rain for a couple of days. What an interesting thing to note. So it's not a biblical movie, it's a secular movie. In fact, there is a lot of anti-Bible things about the story in that movie as well. And people have built replicas of Noah's Ark all over the world, and I don't have to tell you that. There are people who built replicas in England and in Netherlands, and even in the United States, there are several of them around the country. And if you travel across America, you will find Noah's Ark with restaurants on their names of restaurants with Noah's Ark on them. You will see little souvenirs like coffee mugs and earrings and a lot of things with Noah's Ark on them. So people get a little fascinated by this particular event in history. So it should not be a surprise that we also have the largest water park in the United States, located in Wisconsin. It's called Noah's Ark. So we are all excited, sometimes interested in this particular event and Noah's Ark. I don't know why sometimes people use phrases like, you know, when you refer to something, don't miss the boat, particularly talking about the boat of Noah. If you miss it, you are in danger. Or we can always say that we are all, remember that we are all in the same boat. We say that as well. And then there was another saying that I heard, that plan ahead. It was not raining when Noah built the ark. So these are all things that we use on our daily conversations as well to remind ourselves about something that happened in history, but also it is very relevant in our lives today as well. Basically, it was an ark of deliverance more than an ark of punishment. It was an ark of deliverance of people who followed God and followed God's guidance during a time of evil and sinful behavior flourished. So God's way of delivering these people was asking a righteous man, Noah, to build an ark and then shelter themselves inside that an ark. Right now we hear a lot about quarantine and sheltering in place because of the pandemic that we are going through. It was kind of similar at that time, but it was a different pandemic. There were a lot of warnings around. Some people listened to it, some people did not listen to it. But they were given an option to be sheltered inside an ark that God asked Noah to build. And we read that because of that ark, they were delivered through the water, not from the water. Many times we ask God to deliver us from certain things. God can deliver us from the water, flood. Definitely He could have done that. But sometimes we have to be in the flood and He will deliver us through the flood. It happened to many of us in our lives as well. We may have to go through the flood situations in our lives. Sometimes it happens in our lives that we have to go through it. Sometimes we don't like it. We pray that, why did this flood happen to me? The same thing with the Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. They were tested with fiery furnace. God could have saved them from the furnace, right? That's what we always pray for. Deliver us from this thing. Or keep us from this fiery furnace. Or keep us from this flood. But God chose to deliver us, deliver those people in the fire, rather than from the fire. So many times we have to go through the fiery experience or the stormy experience of flood in our lives, that God's grace and mercy will be experienced more powerfully in our lives when we go through those situations. So whenever we find ourselves in a situation like that, remember that God's grace is still with us. God's love doesn't end with a flood or a fire. but he will be there with us in the flood. He will be there with us in the fire, delivering us from that. So that is what the grace of God is all about. I don't know how Noah and his family kept the ark clean with all those animals that inside there. I don't know if I wanted to be there. Honestly, if I was one of those people in those days, and if I was called to go in for an unlimited number of days and do not know what to expect with so many animals, I don't know if I would have chosen to go in either. Because our common sense and our brain is wired to look at things based on our experience. You know, what if I go in there? And what if I can get out? What about my family or my, you know, place, my home? So those are all the things that people probably thought about when they were invited to go into the ark. Or some people probably thought, okay, let's wait and see what happens, right? And then it was too late at that time. Anyway, Noah and his family decided to go in, 8 people. And we read that God regretted that he made man, and he was sorry that he made man on earth, and he grieved in his heart. So sometimes many people are confused with that. How can God regret? If God is a God, he's almighty, he makes decisions that cannot be going wrong, right? That's what God is. God cannot make anything wrong, and we believe that. God is a God who will only do right things, and God is a God who only will do the right things, and he will never have to regret, and he does not. But the word that we use there is not about God regretting, it's more about grieving. He grieved that he made man and he fell from grace of God. So we need to understand that also a little differently, that it is not about regretting God, but it's a grieving God. Whenever we fall and fail, whenever we go through situations that of our own choice or our own making, or sometimes out of the evil that happens around us, God grieves with us. He is a God, it's not a punitive God. He is a God who gives us the comfort of his presence so that he can grieve with us in the middle of our grief. Jesus, who went to raise Lazarus from the dead, we know all that story. He could have prevented his death easily by saying a word wherever Jesus was. But that's not what happened. They went through that grief, and they went through that separation, and they were all confused and maybe faltered in their faith a little bit, and Jesus was not there. He came 2 days later, and then the miracle happened. So they went through this situation of grief and pain. But Jesus was there in the middle of their pain. We read that he wept at the tomb of Lazarus. Here's a God who will weep with us when we weep. Here's a God who will suffer pain with us when we suffer pain. God is a God who is not outside of our pain, outside of our suffering. He is the one who is in the middle of our pain and suffering to weep with us, to suffer with us, and he is always there to comfort us with his presence. So he was grieving at the situation that was happening in that world at that time. The flood and the ark and the rainbow stands out as a reminder of God's presence and his faithfulness and his grace that will never end at any time, regardless of what the world would be. Noah's ark was not a cruise ship at all. Noah was holed up in it very long. And now we are asked to be sheltered in our homes and in our place of residence or wherever we are. Sometimes we get really agitated. We don't want to be shut up in our homes too long, and we don't like it. Whenever we are asked to be secluded in a place and we lose our freedom to move around, we don't like it. It was particularly in this ark with a lot of animals, and I don't know how they were able to manage with their life in that ark, Noah and family, but they decided to go in there and found that there was protection and God's provision and God's safety in that ark inside. So sometimes we will be holed up in a situation where we think we can't get out. Or there are unpleasant situations around us that we might be holed up in our place, in our families, in our workplaces. Sometimes we have no choice. That we probably surrounded by situations that we don't like. We get agitated. We get sometimes very impatient. But remember, those are also places that God's presence will be experienced more powerfully than ever before. That is what I have experienced in my life. When we go through situations like that, we are in a cave-like situation where we can't get out. There is one of the Psalms, beautiful Psalm that David wrote. And that Psalm is written inside a cave, Psalm 63. He said, a cry from the cave. So he was inside a cave hiding from his enemies, and he wrote that beautiful Psalm. Whenever we find ourselves limited in our capacities, limited in our abilities to do things, sometimes our old age, sometimes our sickness, sometimes our family situations may prevent us or limit us from doing things that we love to do or we had loved to do in the past. We may not be able to do sometimes. But remember, God is still a good God. He is there with us in our limitations. And He gives us, like David, songs to sing. I was very, very excited and very happy to hear that Lisa has been writing songs. That is what, you know, people of God do. When we go through situations that are so unpleasant or sometimes impatient, we start writing songs and singing praises to God. That is where we find peace. That is where we find comfort. So God's faithfulness in the ark, even though the situations were not ideal, not very pleasant, they were able to experience God's protection and safety in that ark itself. I don't know how many years did it take Noah and family to be sheltered in that ark. We don't know the exact numbers, but we remember, if we read chapters 7 and 8 of Genesis, we can get an idea of when God asked Noah to build an ark. He was 500 years old. That's what we read there. And then we read that in the 600th year of Noah, he entered the ark. So it probably took almost 100 years of building the ark and then preaching about what is going to come. That was Noah's job, to preach about what is going to come. So he did a pastor's job and he did a carpenter's job together. So he was building the ark and he was preaching at the same time into his community about the days to come. So it's about almost 100 years probably has passed by at that time. People lived a long time as well. But we remember, we read that in the 600th year of Noah's life he entered the ark. And then if we study all of that events happened in like, there are in Genesis chapter 7 and 8, we read about certain days. Like Noah was 600 years old when the flood started on the earth, and 602nd day, chapter 8, we read that on 601st year of Noah, the flood started receding. So we don't know, about almost a year also, they probably got holed up in that ark. Because we know that there was rain for 40 days and 40 nights. But they went in before that, 7 days before that. And then the rain stopped and the flood had to recede. And then the ark actually settled on a mount called Mount Ararat. And then God asked them to wait again so that they can go out safely. So it was a huge flood. It probably several months of sheltering in place that they had to do inside that ark. So when we are asked to shelter in place, remember God has a plan for us. And Noah and family probably ended up in a different land because their home was somewhere else. They built the ark. And the flood came and it took this ark through the flood. And I'm sure there was no rudder or anything that they could steer. It was not a ship. It was just a hole, just like a cabin. A big cabin probably. And he didn't have any control of where it was going. So probably they ended up on a different mountain. We see that in Mount Ararat where it actually ended up. completely outside of his comfort zone. Sometimes God takes us like that. He takes us from our familiar surroundings where we are very happy and we are, you know, everything is going smooth. Boom! All of a sudden something hits us. In the form of an accident or in the form of a sickness, in the form of something. Don't get panicked, because God is still a good God. And He may take us to a place where it's not comfortable to us. He takes us out of the comfort zones, and so that He can use us for the blessing of this world. So because of those eight people who chose to get out of their comfort zones and take that faith, leap of faith, to be in that ark and isolated and sheltered inside for almost a year, because of that, we still have human beings left here. That's what the scripture says. So God will use our situations of times like that, when we are taken out of our comfort zones, to put us in a place where we don't feel that comfortable. God has a mission for us to accomplish through our lives. Keep that every time. Don't get panicked because of the uncomfortable situations around us. It is a call for separation. The call to Noah and family was to be separated from what was happening around them. Even though we read it was a punishment from God, God chose people who were righteous and who were obedient to God's will and purpose. Even in the midst of what we are seeing us here today, we can relate to us. Sometimes people blame God for everything that is evil happening around us. 2 weeks ago, what happened downtown in Atlanta grieved my heart. They were celebrating the night of July 4th, I believe. And they were all in a good celebrative mood. All of a sudden, there was somebody hit some person by a car, and then riots started happening. You all read that story. And somebody randomly shot a bunch of people. And there was an 8-year-old that was killed in that riot. Is God to blame for that? Is God the one who actually made this happen? It is all because of the evil that is happening around us. That people are taken over by evil and hatred. They don't know what they are doing in situations like this. As people of God, this is where we find ourselves to be separated. We have a ministry at this time to separate ourselves and say that, hey, this is not the right thing to do. There is something better than this that God has planned. We are messing it up. That is the part and the mission of the church at this time, to stand up and show them the right way. A lot of people are misguided. A lot of people are misled by situations or experiences. We don't know what it is. But our God is a good God who gave us the mission as people of God to step up and show the right way for the people to come back to God. Since it was the Lord who shut the ark, the Lord will also open the ark's door. It was not Noah who shut the door. It was God who shut the door of the ark. And it will be God who will open the door as well. That's what happens. When we leave everything to God, He will open the door one day and let us see the sunlight and the dry land that God will take us so that we can flourish wherever He wants us to be. God is a God who will never leave us or forsake us. We read that in there, God remembered Noah and his family. He remembered them. God is a God who will never forget us, forsake us. People will forget us. People will forsake us and forget us. But God is a God who will always remember His people. Grace is always there available, even when we are not aware of it. It was available before the flood. It was available during the flood. And it was available after the flood. It is always available. That is always with us. So that is why Peter and Jesus, they all remind us in the New Testament about this incident, that God's grace is the same that was there before the flood and after the flood. When we go through situations like that, remember, His grace is still the same, and He will not change as people change or events change in our lives. And it is always available, and it's not hidden from anyone. It is available to everyone who accepts God's grace in their lives. So dear friends, we are children of God. We are separated by God's calling. And we read that in our Sunday school lesson this morning. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. And He gave us His Spirit in us as a deposit for the future things that are to come. It is not only that we are sealed and enclosed in a sheltered place, but also He has given us this Holy Spirit in our lives as a deposit, because the future is always going to be better than what we are afraid of. God is good, and He will continue to be good in the midst of evil that is flourishing around us. Let us continue our ministry in this community as people of God, never to give up, but to trust in a God who continues His mission in this world. May the good Lord bless us with these words to be His faithful witnesses in the days to come. Amen. The closing hymn is Trust and Obey, hymn number 467. If you're able, please stand for the closing hymn. God, go in the knowledge that God is a God who does not change. His grace is always there, available to us, regardless of what situations we go through. So whatever surrounds us, don't be panicked, but be comforted by the presence of God. Go in peace, knowing that He is always there through the flood and through the fire, with a blessed future promising. so that he will be with us through this. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you, now and forevermore. Amen.